Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We're broadcasting live from Portland, visiting my grandkids and my son and his wife. And it's an excellent visit on Father's Day weekend. I hope you had a great weekend. And also, we have lots of specials we still have on until actually we return on Tuesday evening. So if you haven't purchased them already and you want to look, if you want to top up, we have a NutriDefense sale, free shipping, of course, which is one of the most powerful antioxidants, the best antiviral and immune stimulant to fight infection and cancer. We have Nutriodine. It's the only plasma-activated monoatomic iodine in the world. And, of course, that's on special with free delivery on any sizes. And we have Power C Plus, the only neutral vitamin C in the world. There's nothing like it. It is a sodium-potassium calcium ascorbate with 40% higher absorption because of bioperin that's in the compound. We have Silver 100 sale, 15% off, and free shipping on all quantities. That's amazing. We have also a giant percentage off. I think it's around 15% off on our QRMA device, which is a quantitative resonant magnetic analysis. Free shipping on cardiovascular capsules. That's an amazing price. 2 months' worth. And by the way, cardiovascular is a professional-grade supplement with the highest rating. Every day. It's that important. Allison Med, we have free shipping. This is one of the most powerful antipathogenics that goes through the biofilm. And, of course, we also have our lactose blocker. And we're joined now with Reet from, or I hope I didn't mispronounce, sorry, Rhett, from MG12. Welcome to the program, Rhett.
Dr. Bill. Rhett, she said Dr. Bill's going to be calling, so I picked up instead of Rhett.
Oh, that's wonderful. Sometimes it's hard to get a hold of you.
But I know I was on the road the last couple of weeks, but it's always good to hear you and get more nuggets of wisdom from you, sir.
What I tell people is the NutriMeds will heal from the inside, and it's extremely important. In fact, if it wasn't for the NutriMeds, my own personal health would be a mess. And I tell people every day we do battle, but we also have to realize that what you put on the outside of your body is important, too, whether it's for the cosmetics, for your appearance, or for your general health. And one of the most important things are minerals and essential oils. And so let's go through some of the MG12 products. Now, of course, if they go to the front page of NutriMedical.com, they're going to see an affiliates link there. And under those affiliates links, they're going to go down and they're going to see the MG12 products listed as a, they'll see a sort of a basket of products, MG12 Dead Sea Minerals, including magnesium chloride, 14 essential minerals that are in human life, in the body, but are not in the oceans or in our food supply. And minerals turn on the genes to produce messenger RNA to make our structural proteins and our enzymes. And you have to think that the root of all illness, the primary root, is mineral deficiencies, which is why I think of MG12 as like a Sabbath-type product, because when you let the land go fallow, it allows it to mineralize, so you have healthier food, higher vitamin mineral content, brighter colors, better taste, and it actually helps to activate your tissues in your body. So one of the aspects of the Sabbath that was in the Old Testament is the idea of remineralization. So tell us about the range of products that are available from MG12.
Dr. Bill, it starts off with our Dead Sea Bath Salts. We have those that we also, when you look at the bath salts, that's the basis of all of our product line. And the other product that we have is the magnesium oil, and it's what people need to understand, it's magnesium chloride. It's not magnesium sulfate. Magnesium sulfate is Epsom salt. Magnesium chloride is like Epsom salts to the nth degree, but it's also the 21 essential minerals that are in the Dead Sea and 14 that are uniquely in the Dead Sea. And we combine that into another product line called our Magna Sport, which is magnesium oil infused with arnica. We take arnica oil, plus we add to the arnica oil other essential oils to make our Magna Sport. Our Magnum Sport is used a lot by a number of athletes because it's helping to take their game to the next level. But it's not just for athletes. It's for anyone that's wanting to increase their quality of life and improve their health. Into the essential oils that we add for our Magnum Sport is peppermint and spearmint, eucalyptus, clove, lemon, cinnamon, rosemary, frankincense, and myrrh. These essential oils combine and work synergistically together for its healing effect on our bodies. Understand this, that your skin, being the largest organ of the body, is absorbing these products like a sponge because they're starving for minerals. Magnesium chloride is the highest concentration of magnesium chloride on the face of the planet is found in the Dead Sea. So what we say is we're helping to bring life from the Dead Sea. And Dr. Bell, I think you've experienced that in your use of our products.
Oh, yeah, I use it every day. In fact, what I do is I use it in my bath. I use the underarm deodorants. I use everything, basically, because I believe the topical ionic minerals, and of course we use other things to improve that. Internally, we have our Vitamin Mineral Max or Minerals Plus and our Life Support that has protein amino acid chelates. But those trace ionic minerals that are, unfortunately, even in our soils in North America, we've done soil practices that have depleted them. And it turns out that many of the illnesses we have right now, the primary problem is deficiency. Give an example. We see a really high rate of hypertension, diabetes, and things like autism. When you start to correct the mineral deficiencies, many of those illnesses settle. And, of course, if you add things like GMO and stacked vaccines and then glyphosate, which is in Roundup, it makes it really bad. But the spasm or hypertension, they start using our products like Cardiovasc and magnesium glycinate malate, you know, Gamma E Plus and CoQ10, Supreme Ubiquitol. And then we add to some products like, for example, the MG12 products. Their total body magnesium level goes up much faster. It helps to maintain also the trace minerals that are not present even in our food here in North America. And it activates really unusual genes. For example, molybdenum is present in our in a trace amount in our Minerals Plus. But if you take ionic minerals that are really esoteric, ones that you think, well, would this have any effect on the body? There's often dozens of enzymes and structural proteins that are dependent on that presence of that trace mineral in your body. And, of course, if you do it topically, the body's going to actively transport it in. It's going to turn on the genes. It's going to create structural proteins and enzymes that help your body compensate for toxins. So I really can't tell you how many testimonials we have from people that, as I say, move to the next level, whether they're trying to control their blood pressure, they're trying to improve their skin, they're trying to improve their organ function and tissue regeneration. For example, your stem cells can't work unless it has a trace minerals. One of them, for example, we mentioned before, molybdenum, is necessary for the enzymes to convert amino acids to neurotransmitters to revert depression, and also to counteract high-altitude pulmonary and cerebral edema. So for preemie babies, for example, they give them nitric oxide, but also trace amounts of molybdenum will help reverse the nitric oxide deficiency, which is also present in people with hypertension. So there's a whole range of minerals, even besides the magnesium, which I consider the masterful anti-calcium mineral, that is really important for the body that you basically can't get any other way. You can't even get an organic diet in North America, which is much better than eating non-organic. You have to eat non-GMO organic food that's not sprayed with glyphosate or pesticides. But if you don't have the minerals, this is step one, and we call anti-aging, you can't possibly turn on the genes to create the proteins or the enzymes for your body to compensate. So in our toxic world, the very first important step is to remineralize.
Dr. Bill, I think you hit on a good point that I need to add to that, is it reduces the calcification of the body, too. Magnesium keeps calcium in check. What we're seeing in the food chain, is, as you said earlier, it's just not in our soils any longer. It's such a reduction in the magnesium and chloride, and plus all the other essential minerals that have been depleted out of the soil. But with magnesium, it balances the calcium to keep the arteries from being clogged up with plaque. It also reduces the calcium deposits that are being deposited into our joints, the inflammation in the joints, And also, you're looking at it's a complete reduction of muscle spasms and cramps and restless legs, because magnesium is a master muscle relaxer, and it's allowing the body to relax and not being in a tense state. Calcification, when you take your fist and you make a fist, your hand and make a fist, it takes calcium to constrict that heart, takes magnesium to relax it. And I think you were involved with some of the early day research in,
right, yeah,
in using magnesium for heart attacks.
Back in 1978, I was a resident at the Calgary General Hospital in Family Internal Medicine. And we were having a number of cardiac arrests, some of them from hypothermic shock, others from regular cardiac arrest or unusual rhythms like torsade de pointe. And I was researching the library to find out why people weren't coming back. We'd zap them, and we'd have them go from course to find VFib. If they go to find VFib, it's very often hard for them to respond to the kilojoules of energy. We get 400 joules of energy usually across the paddles. And even if it burnt their hairs off their chest, it still didn't bring them back. So I asked around in the library, and I dug up some research that was done at Texas A&M University on heart ligation studies, where they cut the arteries off and looked at the heart muscle and see what was depleted. It was magnesium. So what they discovered was magnesium is a major counterion. And it turns out, we also did a study back when I was in Georgia working and practicing in 1987-88 with Holter monitors, and we discovered that hypertensive patients all have coronary spasm and spasm of their arteries to their kidneys and their brain. So basically, in hypertension and vascular disease, you have unopposed calcium. And if you do the most accurate test for measuring if you have heart disease is a high-speed CT scan. So when I sent my information along with the other doctors to Dr. Eisenberg at the American College of Surgeons back in 78, we discovered that magnesium was not essential for the ACLS protocol for advanced cardiac life support. So all the doctors in the world use it now because of work that I did and other doctors that were doing parallel work that discovered if you use magnesium, you can convert hypothermic shock, torsade de pointe, you can convert back to coarse VFib, and then they'll respond to the kilojoule, the joules of energy, the cardiorhythm from AC, ventricular tachycardia, or some other rhythm. And so it's the problem is that most people don't realize that major enzymes in the body are also magnesium dependent. For example, glutathione peroxidase. Your body first makes singlet oxygen, tries to get rid of it with superoxide dismutase 1 and 2, and it makes a basically peroxide radical. And the thing that gets rid of it is the what's called glutathione peroxidase. And it's extremely important. If you use glutathione peroxidase, apparently it reverses insulin resistance, hypertension, inflammation of the brain that occurs in autism or dementia or Parkinson's disease. So it's, again, magnesium dependent. And when you have the other trace minerals that help to protect your body, like manganese, it's necessary, for example, to make activated vitamin D. Without manganese, you can't activate it. A lot of people are not aware of this, just how it's like the what I call the black keys on the keyboard of your genes, like a keyboard, like a piano keyboard or organ, is if you have the right minerals, the body has the capacity to adapt to a stressful environment and turn on the genes. So I would say the average American, Canadian, people in the Western world, they're massively deficient in magnesium. They're deficient in chromium, vanadium, silicon, molybdenum, manganese, dozens of trace minerals that are only present in the Dead Sea. And it's funny they call it the Dead Sea. It should be called the Sea of Life, because the minerals there, whether it's in the soil to create super plants, I use the Dead Sea minerals, for example, to mineralize my plants and my roses. And if you spray your plants, even with a very dilute solution of it, it's amazing how all of a sudden they'll bloom or they'll just grow like crazy. And the mineral content and the sugar content are directly related to the mineral content that allows them to activate the genes. So they have brighter colors, the food tastes better, it has higher vitamin mineral content, and the BRICS score, which is related to the polarized light being turned, is much higher if you're using the mineralization with MG12 products.
Dr. Bill, I also wanted to add too, not only what it does for us internally, but also what the products are doing for skin issues, eczema, rosacea, psoriasis, acne. People go from all over the world to soak and cure the powers of the Dead Sea just for skin ailments. And
exactly.
That's very important.
We have people that notice all the way that their hair, skin, and nails immediately improve. They also notice internal things like. Okay, and Tom, let's talk about some of the testimonies you've had.
Well, I'll start off with one that I just had this morning. A lady had been having severe pain in her neck and shoulders and constantly tight, and she called in and she said, "I'm amazed at how fast my neck and shoulders have relaxed." She says, "I do not have hardly any pain left after I've started using your product." And it's a master muscle relaxer. The minerals that are within the products, especially the magnesium chloride, it relaxes those muscles and soft tissue that help relieve the pain and suffering.
Exactly.
The other one, I just had a comment from a gentleman last week. His father was had a situation with the bottom of his foot. He kept getting a repeated boil on the bottom of his foot. He had kind of a club foot, and it always had some issues with that foot, and he'd have to go to the doctor probably every other month to have it lanced and cleaned out. He started using our products, and he hasn't had a boil on that foot now in over a year.
Wow.
Those are the things that we're seeing that are really, you know, they're proof in how they actually perform and work in the miracle healing power of the body. The body can heal itself if it has the right fuel to heal itself.
Now, what's interesting to me is that these effects are pretty universal, but not just those areas. For example, people with advancing varicose veins, people with muscle cramps, people with sports injuries or ligament problems that are trying to heal faster, people with bones. For example, they don't realize the trace minerals allow you to remineralize your bones, too, because they amplify the process of activating vitamin D, helping build collagen, like silicon, which is present also as a trace element. In other words, there's virtually no health problem that the topical products. Now, you have a whole range from cosmetic-type products to the oils to the shampoos to the other products. And if they go to the front page of NutraMedical, they're going to say, I think, was it 5%? If they go to the hyperlink on the front page of NutraMedical for MG12?
It's 10%. They get a 10% discount.
Wow, 10.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Mm-hmm. Now, the fact is that sometimes it takes a little while for people to remineralize their whole body. But if they're persistent after a few months, they're going to say, wow, I'm not getting cramps after I go golfing. I'm sleeping better. My mood has improved. Their skin, hair, and nails have improved. They're noticing their digestion is more normal, less bloated. All kinds of things that you wouldn't directly relate to mineralization start to change the body. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yes, sir. We have a number of comments from our customers about, especially the ladies, that it helps with their menstrual cramps. They'll use the product that helps reduce those cramps, and that's something that's very important to the ladies. I don't know that much about it, but I sure can hear my wife talk about how much it's improved that situation for her.
They would be related to a prostaglandin E2 and F2 alpha, and it means that inflammatory cytokines or molecules that your immune cells or your tissues make are modulated by minerals. And again, this is my theory of aging. There's various parts of it, but it's called the epigenetic theory of aging. And the epigenetics not only involves biophotons, but involves minerals. And the first step is that, for example, when your hair turns gray, do you know what's really going on? You're getting a gene silencing of the transport of manganese to the hair follicle that creates a pigment in your hair. So if you'll notice that people start taking it, some people are noticing their hair color chunk coming back. Or it stops the degeneration of the hair color so that their graying becomes much, much slower. So one of the interesting effects is as the body remineralizes, a many number of genes are actually not silenced. Interesting, eh?
Yes.
Stay right there, Tom. We'll be back in a moment. MG12, save 10%. Go to the front page of NutriMedical.com. Use the hyperlink. As I say, NutriMeds heals from the inside. MG12 heals from the outside. I highly endorse it. in today and support health.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Now, I want to talk in this segment about some of the technical ways we can measure what people's minerals are. The best and simplest and quickest test is our QRMA, Quantitative Resonant Magnetic Analysis, developed by Dr. Zhu, TSU in China, who also worked at MIT, and he worked in the bioplasmatic signature frequency of various body functions and organs, heavy metal toxins, nutrient intermediates in the body, metabolites, and minerals. And the nice thing is you look at the mineral panel, it actually tells you if you're in a normal or below normal or above normal level for minerals. And most commonly we see mineral deficiencies of things like zinc, magnesium, silicon, potassium, etc. And if these deficiencies are present, they're going to shut down certain organs and turn off certain genes. Another way of testing it, if people are skeptical and want to do kind of a more typical blood test, the labs that I use Genova Labs or Doctor's Data, and you can do a PAC red cell test, the one in Genova. Gives you 22 minerals, including heavy metals, and it takes the packed red cells and does a very advanced, what's called nuclear magnetic spectroscopy. So it hits it with a neutron beam and actually looks at the spectroscope to determine the concentration of its normal or abnormal. So it's not airy-fairy pseudoscience. This is hard science. And the interesting thing, if you actually start going through biochemical text, you can find, for example, magnesium is involved in over 400 enzymes in the body. If you look at many other trace minerals, a lot of them unless you're talking to a say an MD that also has a PhD in pathology and understands these mineral enzymatic patterns, so that's a very small percentage of even pathologists. Very few people understand this. Now, it's part of what's called functional medicine, which I teach, and I consult with doctors and patients all over the world. So when I talk to people and they think that, say, our products are equivalent to, say, products out there like Youngevity or Alex Jones or Joyce Riley, they're not. These are superior products. I select them because I know they're going to have biological effects. They're affordable, they're effective, and they work along. And again, you need to take the internal products like Nutrimeds first. But when you start adding the external products, the MG12, your body starts to remineralize. And that's why the very first thing I tell people is, no matter what your health, try to do an MG12 bath every day. Use the underarm deodorants, use the shampoos or the other products, because as you remineralize your body, many of the things that otherwise would, say, drive your blood pressure up, your blood sugar, your stress hormones, your inability to convert neurotransmitters, your inability to support thyroid and adrenal function, all those things start to compensate. For example, if your body is absorbing selenium from, say, our selenium cruciferate, but you're also taking it in from your topical skin and you're getting trace elements, because remember, we don't know everything about which enzyme pathway in your particular genetics is causing things to be screwed up. So what we do is we give you MG12. It catches those little things that we don't know. That's what's neat about it. In other words, it fixes things that we're not aware of as to why they're out of balance. And the nice thing about ionic minerals is the body will actively absorb what it needs. It won't absorb too much. So it's really good that way too, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, sir. You know, the mineral content that is in the soil is so discouraging, depressing, and it's, like you said earlier, we no longer farm by the principles of the Bible. If we would farm based on God's principles, and we let the ground lay fallow every seventh year, and we also do not use chemical fertilizers, our bodies would be in a lot better shape than they are now.
Oh, yeah.
What we're doing with the Dead Sea minerals is helping people to remineralize their bodies. And it's like people say, well, how often do I need to use this? I ask them, I say, well, how often do you need to drink water? I said, do you need water every day? Oh, yes, definitely. Well, you need minerals every day because the minerals, especially magnesium, are depleted. They go out through the kidneys, and they're not stored. So it's very important that people understand that they need to keep a maintenance dose of using transdermal magnesium oil on a daily basis to keep their magnesium levels up.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what's interesting, that's step one. There's other steps in terms of antioxidants, but remember, even those antioxidants are mineral-dependent. When you give, for example, molybdenum, selenium, zinc, copper. For example, your superoxide dismutase requires trace elements of zinc and copper. They're very often deficient in our food. If you have magnesium deficiency, I think it's 85 to 90% of the soil is magnesium depleted, basically virtually none. And so even if you have even if you have almost no minerals whatsoever present in your food, you can't possibly have the enzyme activity to protect you from, say, peroxide radical or singlet oxygen radical. So it makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Tom, again. 10% savings if you go to the front page of NutriMedical.com. Remember, all our other specials for Father's Day weekend are still showing till Tuesday evening, believe it or not, when we get back, which will probably be Tuesday late evening. Tom, I really appreciate you coming on and your amazing company.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have a connection with my son Matthew Deagle. We're actually visiting him, his wife, and our grandkids, Henry and Matilda, 14 months old. So, Matthew, we were talking over the last few days about the real issues behind the situation with American foreign policy and the Orlando shooting. And I thought your analysis, including references to statements by Henry Kissinger and other top experts, was very unique, very deep. And I think it explains a lot of the reason why we're off track in terms of our foreign policy, especially with the previous administrations of Obama and George Bush Jr., and a possible continuation of that with Hillary Clinton. And, of course, we need to steer the judgment of Donald Trump so he doesn't make an error in foreign policy that will continue the problems that we promulgated by not listening to experts like Henry Kissinger's recent statements. Can you tell us what your analysis is of this situation?
Yeah, well, basically, first of all, a lot of people have focused on, a lot of the media, until just today, incidentally, I see an article now in the New York Times today saying that, mentioning what the bomber's actual motive, or the attacker's actual motive was. During the Pulse shooting in Orlando, according to multiple survivors, the police, whom we also spoke with, when he called 911 in order to declare his allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, according to the news station which he called, he also told them what his motive was. For some reason, in the days after the shooting, though, there was lots of supposed speculation about his motive, saying, oh, he was targeting homosexuals and it was a hate crime against gays, or he was targeting homosexuals because he was a closeted homosexual is what came after that. None of that is even remotely the case. As he himself stated multiple times, and this makes much more sense, he said his motive was retaliation for the airstrikes and the bombings, which are killing civilians. That's what it is. The reason why he attacked, well, he was himself, yes, he himself, it turns out, was a frequenter of Pulse. He was familiar with the club. First of all, you have to understand, Afghanistan, although Islam in general forbids homosexuality, in former Persia, in countries that used to be in ancient Persia, homosexuality is pretty prevalent still. It's such a deeply ingrained cultural phenomenon in those areas that neither the Shiite nor the Sunni Muslims can get rid of it. Afghanistan actually has a thriving gay culture. It's a pretty gay country, arguably a very gay country, given the fact that the country that it's normal there to be homosexual by our standards of what homosexuality is. Just ask anybody who served over there. Look at
the military. In fact, they tell our military not to interfere with their
With their pederasty.
Yes. Exactly.
Because Afghanistan is a pretty gay country, so it's not surprising the guy was a frequenter of a gay club. But to me, that makes it highly doubtful this was targeted against homosexuals as a hate crime. Yeah. And he himself stated his motive.
Right. Now, taking that analysis, what's happened, and it's amplified dramatically with the drone kills, and we know from inside the White House that the average number of minutes that Obama spends with any meeting with anybody is about four before he heads out and leaves his inferiors to actually handle the interview. But he stays every minute in the Situation Room on Tuesdays when they decide the drone kills for the week. And he made a statement last year, I'm really good at killing people. And it turns out the stats are about one person in 200 is so-called on their hit list, but they often will kill 199 innocents and often even miskill, like, for example, hit wedding parties in Afghanistan near the border with Pakistan. So this obscene kind of...
Oh, yeah, for instance, I mean, this is something I've always mentioned. There was some controversy a few months ago when Donald Trump said he would kill the family members of terrorists. I mean, it's a pretty stupid idea, but keep in mind, Hillary Clinton actually has done that multiple times. Like, for instance, that she ordered she was directly involved in the hit attempting to kill Anwar al-Awlaki, who, by the way, is an American citizen, and accidentally killed, or supposedly accidentally, probably on purpose, killed his 18-year-old son instead. But, I mean, that's just a minor example. The dronings, yes, they are pretty messy in themselves, because, of course, if you're killing somebody from 9,000 miles away or whatever, obviously it's not going to you're not going to be able to rule out collaterals, and usually they're off.
They actually amplify it. What I've heard from my sources Matthew, is that they actually have a policy at the U.S. government and the drone strike facility, which is in Atlanta. And they have these young guys that are, you know, the drone experts, and they actually are suffering from PTSD too, but they have a second strike kill. So if they see from their satellite photos that there's EMTs running around trying to save people's lives, they have a second strike of drones to kill them also. So they're actually not just trying to kill, quote, the bad guy. They're trying to kill the collaterally damaged people and even the EMTs trying to save people's lives.
Well, if they're doing that, they're doing pretty much what the Israelis have been doing for decades now, where they bomb ambulances and so forth. But it's all a very stupid strategy, whatever the case. I mean, because
That's stupid because...
This is the reason why we have terrorists.
Right. Now, right? The fact is, to some extent, the FBI are even trying to foster it and support it, or when there's warning signs, they don't pick up on it. And the reason is they want terror. The globalists want terror. They want a terror war. And they often will have to try to foster it. So this guy, for example, came up on security checks a number of times, but nobody did anything about it. Even the gun...
That's true as well. Okay, like what I wanted to point out, the first thing that's important is that to recognize that the reason we have terror attacks and the main motive for the vast majority of terrorism, even ISIS terrorism, is just plain revenge. It's retaliation for us killing their civilians in our merciless airstrikes and bombings of civilian areas, as well as other crimes, like, for instance, the torturing of cab driver Dilawar to death in Afghanistan when he wasn't even charged with a crime, or the killing spree of Robert Bales, etc. I mean, all that stuff is in the memory of this Afghan. His family's from Afghanistan. He was born in the U.S., but he has family, extended family in Afghanistan. His dad's Afghan. I'm sure he's visited Afghanistan before.
He's running for some office in Afghanistan. He has a...
He's basically a dual citizen of Afghanistan. I mean, this is like if somebody were a dual citizen of Canada, and then back in Ottawa, they had relatives who had their limbs blown off by the U.S. military. Obviously, he has a motive to hate the U.S., and he wanted revenge. He wanted revenge for what we've done to their civilians with our... I mean, first of all, understand what we did to Afghanistan. Not only did we destroy the country, and we've already... The war so far, since 2001, has killed at least 20,000 civilians, possibly even more. But on top of that, we also withdrew most of our troops from Afghanistan, so we aren't even policing or bringing order to the area anymore. We just left it in shambles.
So in other words, we left the place in shambles, like Libya, which is under the watch of Hillary Clinton. And their idea was, let's bring an arc of chaos to all the nations in the Middle East, and, of course, even the affiliate nations.
Yeah, I'll get to that later. The actual motive on our side, I'll get to that later. But, I mean, fundamentally, think about it. First, the Bush administration attacked these countries with excessive airstrikes and insufficient number of troops on the ground.
Right. By the way, you mentioned to me something really interesting, that the top experts, even Henry Kissinger, have said this is a wrong-headed policy, that withdrawing...
Oh, yeah, lots of top experts have pointed this out, like Michael Flynn, for instance. Lots of generals, foreign policy experts have pointed out that, first of all, what Kissinger's been saying that I was going to mention later is that our relationship with Russia is becoming unnecessarily hostile, and it's not good for us in the long run at all. Who does it really serve? Is whoever is trying to take over, trying to remain a world superpower and use the USA and Europe just essentially to have as much power as possible in their own hands. Doesn't benefit us. Doesn't benefit Russia. Doesn't benefit our population or our society. It just benefits these people in Brussels and people like Hillary Clinton over here in the U.S. attempting to gather as much power in their hands as possible at the expense of international security and also preemptive resource wars. The reason why they're destabilizing the Middle East, right? Fundamentally, this is what I'm going to get to later, but since you mention it, I'll say it now. The reason they're destabilizing the Middle East, destroying all these countries like Libya and Egypt and destroying Afghanistan and Iraq, is because it's been a long strategy for the U.S., beginning with the revolution in Iran, to create what they call an arc of crisis that they hope will spread to Russia and disrupt Russia's ambitions at absorbing more territories and becoming a superpower once again. That's right. What it's fundamentally all about. And it has nothing to do with communism or the Soviet Union, because they've continued the policy after the Soviet Union collapsed.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole communism thing was just an excuse for them to demonize Russia. Now that Russia's not communist, they're doing the same thing.
Right.
They're not cooperating with them against ISIS, and instead they're trying to disrupt them with revolutions on their borders.
But in fact, this is
the revolution.
If I was to pick out one issue as to why Donald Trump is receiving positive statements by Putin, and the Europeans and these international global bankers are enraged, it's not a domestic issue. It's this issue that you pointed out, that they don't want America.
Well, because they don't want peace. They don't want peace. If the USA and Russia cooperated, Russia's disagreements with us are pretty petty when you get down to it.
Right.
The difference between Russian policies and worldview is pretty slight compared to, for example, the difference between us and ISIS.
Right.
Yet for some reason, we are not doing really anything significant to get rid of ISIS. What we are doing is creating more terrorism by using airstrikes that kill civilian collaterals. Just the coalition airstrikes in Syria alone, like supposedly against ISIS, have already killed at least approximately 1,300 civilians.
Well, even
so
the last
keep
few
that
weeks,
in mind.
One strike a few weeks ago in Aleppo by American-backed.
You got 26. 26 shootings of the kind that Omar Mateen did just in Syria alone. Obviously, you know, we've got some trouble going on here,
right?
We've got something. We've got a reason why people want to kill us, and the reason is the policy of people like Hillary Clinton, George Bush, and Obama. You see,
right.
Basically, what's going on is instead of using our massive military to ally with Russia, to eliminate terrorism and to bring order and peace to the world, which we could do. Okay, America could do this. We are instead following the insane, megalomaniacal ambitions of a small group of wannabe elites like Hillary Clinton that have the agenda of creating a totalitarian system. By the way, I mean, ironically enough, America is supposedly going around the world bringing freedom, right? Well, that might be what the Constitution states countries about, but at this point, the U.S. and the European Union are both at the forefront of 1984-style totalitarianism.
Exactly. In other words, if Putin's second call by President Trump, if he becomes president, will be after he deals with Carrier air conditioning in Mexico, it will be to Vladimir Putin. I'm sure they'll have differences, but they can iron them up because they have a communication strategy.
Yeah, they don't like. I mean, that's the main thing. I think that they hate about Trump. They've been trying to accuse Trump of everything you can imagine, but ultimately, I think they dislike the fact that he proposes a peaceful what they would regard as non-strategic foreign policy with Russia. They paranoidly believe these people not only are power hungry, and psychopathic, but they also paranoidly believe that Russia's out to get us and out to take our resources.
That's ridiculous. And not only that,
which is total lies. Russia has never shown any aggression toward the West since the end of the Cold War.
Right, and what happens is, in fact, what NATO's done is expanded to their former CIS nations. And it would almost be better to reform NATO, like Trump has said, to include dealing with terrorism and include Russia. That would make total sense. Russia and
yeah, obviously Russia. I mean, obviously NATO is basically functionless unless Russia is part of it, because Russia plays such a significant role in Europe. NATO does not serve the purpose of. I mean, first of all, defensive weapons stockpiles are nonsense, right? If you're stockpiling weapons and building military bases like NATO for a future war. That's not defensive. That's offensive.
Right.
You're provoking somebody else to also stockpile weapons in order to make mutually assured destruction when the day comes.
That's not exactly defensive. The same policy, for example, Launch weapons directly placed on a Polish border recently to try to get in the launch phase of Russian nuclear weapons. And they've even started
as I said, Russia has no aggressive ambitions against the West. It's total lies.
Right.
What Russia actually does want to do is fairly share certain resources that are becoming more and more scarce.
Right.
And the U.S. and the EU, whatever this behemoth or this monster is that they make together, really the Leviathan, the U.S. and the EU refuse to share those resources.
Well, again, an example is lithium. Do you know that the largest supply of lithium on the planet is Afghanistan for batteries?
Yeah, there's tons. Yes, exactly. The resources in Afghanistan, because they know that Russia would have an easy time getting a hold of them, they disrupt them.
Exactly.
And they know the Russians.
Matt, we're going to break. We'll be back in a minute. And amazing analysis. We'll be back in a minute. And if you have a question, call in 800-313-9443. We'll be back in a minute with Matthew Deagle, my son.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey folks, Ronnie here reminding you that June is Health Awareness Month, sponsored by GetTheTea.com. Many of you have heard our tea commercial, maybe visited the website, but haven't committed because, well, you just don't know. Skeptical, we understand. Just to remind you, our tea is not just tea. In fact, very little tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs, removing intruders that attack your health. You brew our tea to make the concentrate, you add water, and put in the fridge. 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and life will be good. Visit us at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And this month is lots of fun stuff with Health Awareness Month. You could be picked and receive your order absolutely free. You never know. Read the testimonies and try our products. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for great health tips, visit my YouTube channel at Health Matters Now, where you can learn about health tips and how products work on your body. Join me, GetTheTea.com.
Matt, let's connect a few more dots. We have that policy. On top of it, we have the massive migration now. There's three reasons I see for the massive migration from people from the Middle East countries. Of the roughly 20 Islamic countries, every single one of them is suffering in the last 20 years an increasing drought. So resources for water are decreasing in these countries.
Yes, the water shortage is predicted by 2030 by the WHO to become catastrophic in the exact term.
On top of that,
which means, of course, there's going to be way more refugees. As some people may know, Saudi Arabia already grows its dairy feed here in the U.S. because they don't have enough water in their own country to grow the feed for their cattle.
No, there is primary water.
I need to review, though. I need to review what I was saying earlier so that anybody who just tuned in can understand what we're talking about here. First of all, the main thing I was discussing is that the shooting at Pulse, as well as the majority of terror attacks, are not motivated by the cause of these attacks is not this particular attack is not homophobia. It's not Islam or Islamism. It's just an excuse that they give themselves, right? The Islamist ideology is just the way that they justify, because the Islamic world is very religious, right? They have to theologically justify what they do, no matter what they do, right? Their life is very regimented according to religion. But Islam, it's also Israeli propaganda that tries to tell you that the cause of these attacks is Islam. It's also BS. There's some Christian propaganda saying the same thing, but it's mostly coming from the Israelis and their Judeo-Christian pawns, such as John Hagee and so forth. For the most part, these attacks are not motivated by religion fundamentally, right? It doesn't matter how fanatically religious you are. You don't just kill people, even if it says so in your holy book, like it says to stone gays or whatever in the Bible. We don't do that here. Why, then, are they killing people in the West under the banner of Islam? The reason why is very simple, and I think that our foreign policy experts know why. I think that the media, for some reason, doesn't talk about it in straight terms, but the reason why there's an increase in terror recently is because of the way that we wage war in Islamic countries, because of our wanton killing of civilians in airstrikes. And that's exactly what the shooter said. His motive was, this was revenge for the airstrikes and the bombings.
Right, in other words,
quoted by some of the media.
So Matt, you mentioned in the earlier segment, if we had come in as policemen to try to maintain civility, bring in the economy, try to rebuild infrastructure, which is totally desperate now in Iraq.
Yes, but instead Obama withdrew our troops from Afghanistan. Because at one point there, I guess for him, on our side, casualties reached a peak around like 2012, 2013, I think. He decided just to withdraw our troops from Afghanistan because of the number of casualties we were suffering from insurrection.
Right.
But, it's just a disaster. We destroyed the country, and now we left in shambles.
Amazing. Well, we're coming back in a couple of minutes.
Seems to be rock.
We're coming back in a few minutes for the full hour number two, Matt. So, pay attention out there, whether you're a foreign policy person or a person advising Trump. We need to change our direction of our foreign policy, or this is going to get much worse. Back in just a moment.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.